Barack Jr. continued to live with his mother, but he also spent a lot of time with his grandparents, Stanley and Madeline. He called his grandfather Gramps, and his grandmother Toot. Toot was short for Tutu, which means grandparent in the Hawaiian language. After Barack Sr.'s return to Kenya, Anne had a difficult time looking after herself and her young son. She survived with the help of friends, her parents, and some money every month from the government, which she used to buy food. She felt that leaving university had been a mistake, so she decided to return to the University of Hawaii to continue studying anthropology. At university, Anne soon met another man from a foreign country, this time Indonesia. His name was Lolo Sutoro. In Hawaiian, Lolo means crazy. Sometimes Gramps would make a joke about that, but actually, Lolo was a serious and kind man. He liked to spend time with Barack Jr. and play chess with Gramps. Lolo's plan was to return to Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia, at some point in the future. He wanted to teach geology at the university there. But in 1966, Lolo was suddenly ordered to return to Indonesia to join the army. Lolo and Anne decided to get married. Lolo then returned to Indonesia immediately, and Anne and Barack Jr. were planning to follow a few months later, after Anne graduated from the University of Hawaii. Toot was worried about Anne and Barack Jr.'s safety and spoke with her daughter about this. Indonesia was not a peaceful country at that time, but Anne had made her decision. In 1967, Anne and 6-year-old Barack Jr. got on a plane and flew 6,000 miles from Hawaii to their new home in Indonesia.